It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Good morning, here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. We are recording this program at 10:34 in the morning on Thursday, November 1st, All Saints Day, and joining me is Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, the Public Affairs Specialist for the city. And All Saints Day has a lot of meaning around the world, but especially here in Biloxi. What am I talking about, Cecilia?
You're correct, it sure does. Well, actually what you're talking about is information that we actually have in our B News monthly newsletter that goes out this week to people,
today.
Everybody in Biloxi, I guess, yeah, today, everybody in Biloxi. And we have an article in there written by Jane Chamber that talks about All Saints Day, which of course is today. And it's there's a lot of history with it in Biloxi. A lot of people go out to the cemeteries and they go and they clean up the cemetery plots. And years ago, it was more of a family gathering where people went there, they even exchanged food and stories and stuff like that. But nowadays, it's kind of like a day for everybody to go out to the cemetery, clean up the plots, put new fresh flowers out there. So all that information, that little story is in our B News Monthly.
Yes, but when you talk about flowers, mum's the word.
Correct. The official flower is mums. I don't know how to pronounce the big long name that it's originally called, but mums is the kind of the known flower of All Saints Day and to be out of the cemeteries.
We have a lot of issues that are going on in Biloxi right now, and they're really big issues, and they look at some of the long-term improvements. Mayor Andrew Fofo Gillich has proposed to the city council that the city borrow $14 million to address a lot of the big bricks and mortar projects. Some of the things that the mayor's talking about including in the $14 million the program would be the largest share is about $5.5 million that would be spent out in Woolmarket. It would be toward drainage or infrastructure work in Woolmarket. But the list also includes money for future right-of-way acquisition for the Pops Ferry Bridge, as well as the pending extension of Pops Ferry Road down the Highway 90. In addition to that, we're looking at $2 million for the exterior of the Sanger Theater. And another thing, and this is where we're getting wrapped around the axle, in the $14 million, the mayor had probably about $10, $11 million in major projects that he wants to keep moving forward. There was $3 million that was set aside for city council members who have pressing drainage needs, other things in their wards that for citywide things. We did this a couple of years ago. The city borrowed $14 million for a citywide paving program. Obviously, that wouldn't be any of the areas in East Biloxi, which we're happy to say you see more and more pavement in East Biloxi right now. But we have exhausted the $14 million that was borrowed previously. And where did that money go? It went into the ground. You can see it improvements in all wards throughout the city. So now what the mayor is looking to do is reload and keep these major projects moving forward. Another one, Cedar Lake Bridge. The Cedar Lake Bridge right now cannot handle heavy trucks. That means fire trucks cannot go across that Cedar Lake Bridge. There's money in this $14 million to do that. So the city council and the mayor, in their wisdom when they were crafting the budget, they set aside extra millage, extra debt service payments to be able to handle any borrowing the city would do. So this $14 million will bring us up to about 60% of our capacity on what money we can borrow. Up to 60% is where we will be with this $14 million. Where the rubber is meeting the road, Cecilia, is where? Council members all, and in fairness, she was not at the meeting on Tuesday. She had grand jury duty. Once a month, all day. What is happening now is city council members are having to sharpen their pencils and try to whittle down some of the projects that they have in their individual wards. What the issue is that a lot of them feel like these projects are very important in their wards. So there's going to have to be a striking of a balance here somewhere between the big projects that the mayor wants to see moving and some of the ones that the city council would like to see moving in their wards.
These projects that we're whittling down, these have nothing to do with the very wonderful rebuild of your infrastructure.
No, they do not. They do not. But some of them are like George Lawrence, for instance, said, okay, I know we've got all this road work going on in Ward 1. He said, but I want to see us invest some money in now cleaning up some of the parks, the city parks that have been in the midst of this. Felix Gons had the same issue. Paul Tisdale wants to see improvements made at Pennzoil Park. There are some road projects. Dixie Newman was the same way. Dixie Newman said Floyd Drive needs work. Nathan Barrett didn't have much to say because Nathan Barrett, as the Ward 7 council member in Woolmarket, $5.45 million of that is going towards projects in Woolmarket. One important thing to note about some of these projects, the Main Street crossing, the Main Street rail crossing that we've talked about so much is needing work, and some of the projects in Woolmarket, sidewalks and drainage, that is the portion of the bonds is the city's 20% match to get federal money. So if we were to diminish that money, then we would be diminishing our match for a federal grant. So that's something that's going to have to come into their line of thought as well. The Main Street project, fixing the railroad crossing, that is a 20% match for some state and federal money. So they've had a presentation from the mayor about we should do this. Then they also had a special meeting about it, and they're going to meet about it again. The other thing that Mike Leonard, our chief administrative officer, has alerted the council to is that a bond issue like this, by the time you get the money, it might be 6 to 8 months. When the borrowing and all the documents are done, then we start the work. And each of the projects that are included in the bond issue, they will all have city council approval. The city council will whenever you vote to borrow the money, which has no tax increase, that doesn't mean you're voting to spend that money on these projects. What it means is you're going to come back and approve the projects one at a time. So each council member will be well aware of where the money's going before it is spent. But the big thing is they all just need to now hopefully come to an agreement on how we're going to move forward with this. And some of these projects have been in the ways for a while. They've been on the budget just looking for funding. So that's playing out right now. Another issue that is playing out right now is there is a school bond issue that's being talked about in the Harrison County schools. The city has gone on record as saying that we would hope that the county can delay the bond issue vote so that there can be some cooperation between the Biloxi Public School District and the Harrison County School District. And what Mayor Gilich would like to see is that if you live in Biloxi, you can go to a Biloxi Public School without having to get approval from the Harrison County School District and without having to pay tuition. If you live in Biloxi, you should be able to attend, you ought to attend, Biloxi Public Schools. He thinks it's a very important issue for people who are looking to relocate to this area. They know the reputation of Biloxi Public Schools, and they're surprised whenever they move to Biloxi, depending on where they are, typically north of the interstate or in Eagle Point, those areas are not in the Biloxi Public School District. Why is that? Because when the city annexed that land and it became part of Biloxi years and years ago, the school district did not grow. So you still have Harrison County schools there. So it creates some confusion for new residents. And then the other thing is the people who live out there now, if they want to go to Biloxi Public Schools, they have to pay tuition. And so that the same time that they're paying school taxes to Harrison County, they're having to pay tuition to Biloxi schools. And the mayor doesn't think that that's right. He thinks that you should pay your taxes to Biloxi Public Schools. You should go to Biloxi Public Schools. Now, those taxes that you will be paying to Biloxi Public Schools are much lower than the taxes you're currently paying to Harrison County schools. On a $100,000 home, you're paying about $125 more a year. Now, who has a $100,000 home? Most homes are $200,000 or more. So you're looking at what? $250, and you multiply that times 20 years for a bond issue, you're talking about several thousands of dollars. And we don't know that residents are totally aware of the opportunities and the alternatives that are there. And there's a way that they can take action, and the city is sending them information that should be arriving in their homes on Friday. The city's official position on the bond issue is that if it can't be delayed, the city believes that the residents should vote no on the bond issue, which will hopefully bring people to the table. We certainly appreciate the issues of overcrowding that Harrison County is talking about. We're even sending out people enrollment numbers for the Harrison County schools and for the Biloxi schools and even the Gulfport schools. Gulfport has gone on record with a similar position to Biloxi. So that issue is all going to play out. The bond issue is November 6th, coming up Tuesday, when there's a referendum. However, we believe that this issue of Biloxi people going to Biloxi schools is not going to go away, regardless of what happens with the bond issue. Those are two big things, Cecilia, but we've got a record-breaking roast tonight. 495 tickets have been sold to the roast tonight, which is the largest crowd ever, and I think Mayor Gillish is just going to take a beating. What do you think?
Yes, the roast is of Mayor Gillish, and it's happening tonight at the IP. So yes, I think he is going to take a beating. Vincent and I have been working together to put a few things together. It seems like it's going to be a lot of fun. The mayor seems to already be laughing at it on some of the things that he's heard and talked about, so I think it's going to be a fun night.
I think it will be too. We want to remind downtown motorists, as if they didn't know, the work on Howard Avenue for the downtown restoration has now moved out of the Howard Avenue area on the west of Lemieux. We have crossed Lemieux. We are right north of the People's Bank right now. Cecilia, we told people that that roadway was going to be open November 1st, right there where the bricks are. It's all open. How come? I mean, it's all done. How come it's not open?
It looked very nice. It looks good. But it's not open because they...
It's a dead end.
It is a dead end for right now. Oh, no. Go ahead.
The work at Lemieux Street. And whenever you get on Howard, you would find yourself right in the middle of downtown, and you would come up to a road close sign at Lemieux Street. So until they get a little bit more past Lemieux Street, and it's going to be a mayoral decision on when that road is going to open, but we've heard nothing but great comments about it.
Yeah, like I said, it's very nice. I've heard a lot of businesses are excited about it. A lot of tourists, I even heard, whenever they came in for cruising the coast, they were excited about the look and even excited to hopefully maybe park there next year. I've also heard of a few people wanting to possibly hold festivals down in that area on that street. So
I think he achieved his goal of a parquet dance floor, because those bricks are just so beautiful and so clean, and I'm hoping they're going to be that way for a while. What else do we have going on? You've got a couple of things that are coming up.
Well, first of all, we're going to mention that the Peter Anderson
Yes.
Festival is this weekend in Ocean Springs. It is the largest festival in the state and along the Gulf Coast. And it is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, even though it is in Ocean Springs, downtown Ocean Springs in Washington. But that is right over the Biloxi Ocean Springs Bridge, which means there's going to be a lot of traffic. There's going to be a lot of tourists in town. Of course, Washington Avenue South will be closed. So anybody that has to or needs to go downtown may be diverted towards the Biloxi Ocean Springs Bridge to go down Porter, but also because of that, we're going to have traffic coming into Biloxi over the Biloxi Ocean Springs Bridge.
Why is this festival so big? I think it's in a milestone year this year as far as how many years it's been held, but what is the key to its success?
Because it is a...
It's a juried show.
It is a juried show, and that's what I was going to say. No offense to anybody else, but it's more of a high quality festival.
Ooh, that sounded mean to me.
Ooh, okay.
It really is.
But that's my opinion. I mean, when I go around and look at it, I mean, you can see, I mean, it's full of artists and full of artist work and pottery, and they have demonstrations that go on. A guy makes leather belts right there. You can ask him what you want, and he will make it right there. They have a lot of demonstrations things. They have a lot of music, a lot of food vendors. There's a lot going on in that festival. But and I didn't mean, like I said, I don't mean to be yes, rude by saying high quality, but I mean it's people that have really, really put in time in their work and created and been working on it for a year just for this event.
The big thing is you're not going to find somebody selling Mardi Gras beads. You're not going to find somebody selling license tags. And you're not going to see those dogs playing cards, you know, around the card table. And that's what they mean by a juried art show. And these artists who come from all over clamor to get in that show. One of the appeals of it is the setting in the downtown area with the oak trees and all the shops are open. So it's just a bonanza for everyone. And since Cecilia's twin sister organizes it, that's why we mentioned it today.
I see. Well, God bless her and good luck.
you're telling me. Can't talk to her the last couple of days. She's been busy, but it's going to be a fun event. Just always give a little update of what's going on. Right now we have registration for the 35th Annual Mayor's Cup 5K Run. That's not until Saturday, November the 10th, but registration is available at biloxi.ms.us on the Parks and Recreation page, and that's also at the Gulf Coast Running Club, and that is will be downtown Biloxi. And then also tickets are available for the 12th Annual Mississippi Gulf Coast Senior Prom. The theme is I Love Lucy. It's kind of in dedication of Lucy Bickham that recently passed away and very much involved in a lot of the senior programs and activities on the Gulf Coast. The prom is going to be Thursday, November the 15th from 6 to 9 at the IP Casino, and it's open to ages 50 and older, but tickets are for sale right now weekdays from 9 to 3 at various locations, including the Park and Recreation Office at Heller Park. And all that information is listed on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
And we're expecting to see 100,000 people in our community. They're going to be over in Ocean Springs for the Peter Anderson Festival, and they're going to be shopping in the day over there, and then they're going to be over here at nighttime enjoying themselves.
That's
so
right.
Help welcome all of our visitors to One Coast. Anything else?
Nope, just go out there and stay safe with the weather, enjoy the day, and follow us online at biloxi.ms.us on Facebook and on YouTube.
And William Sackett, we always refer to you as the moderator of this program, but you're wearing another hat now.
Yes, I am an administrative liaison for the chief of police over at the Biloxi Police Department, most humbled and most honored.
Do you have a badge?
Not yet, but I did get a key fob, and I did get an official card so far, but we're working on it.
Congratulations. Thank you again for tuning in.
You've been listening to City Desk News and Views from City Hall Biloxi with your host, Public Affairs Managers for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.